All right, journal number two. What up, everyone? Good morning. It is Thursday. Thank you, baby Jesus. October the 10th, I believe. So today's journal is, we're getting back to that 4-minute trick we were talking about, excuse me, with Marie Forleo, about planning your day. Now, this is my third or fourth day of planning my day. Things I need to really pay more attention to would be my appointments, things that are already set. I have another calendar that I look at, that I go to for things like that, but the phone is on me and I would like to have all of the appointments listed and things to do. Just keeps it way more organized. But this is a really great trick. And all I do, if I see something's going to take longer or if I can't get to it for some reason, let's say someone cancels or a phone call doesn't get returned, like I would like, the best thing for me to do is just go in, all the information's in there, and it just changes the date or the time. It's even easier. Once it's in there. It saves everything you typed in, so if it's something that happens often or something that's a repeat thing, it's going to pop back up because you've already typed in something similar to it. So I definitely like the convenience of that. Now, a few challenges that I am running into, and this all has to do with whomever you are. As far as whoever I am, I try to put a lot of things in one day, and I'm finding that maybe starting off, I need to get momentum going first, maybe get one or two things other than appointments and personal tasks done. Because honestly, if you put too much in your day, it only kind of gets you down if you don't get it all done. So I'd rather set myself up for success or a better chance of succeeding by not over scheduling in the first place. All right, so it's a great trick. Like I was saying before, it definitely took me more than 15 minutes. But one thing that I'm seeing is it makes the day stress-free. Now, obviously, there's going to be stress involved in your life in some shape, form, or fashion. There's good stress, there's bad stress, there's stress that, you know, you just have to learn how to figure out what to do with it or just leave it alone if you can. As far as I am concerned, when I was planning my next day, that was the stressful part for me. Now, I would rather have 15, 20, 30 minutes of stress while trying to figure out the steps that I need to take for the next day, rather than going into the day clueless and then trying to figure it out and then wasting time as it ticks away. So that's the one thing that actually is going to keep me really doing this, is that for me personally, the stressful part was the planning of the day, but as soon as the day got here, it was already planned, so it just became even easier to execute because there was a plan in action. So that would be my main takeaway from the 4-minute to massive productivity. Now, another thing that I'm noticing too, when I do get into certain tasks or obligations, I get sidetracked really easily. I do have a family at home, so that's definitely part of it. So one thing is me rescheduling, like making it when people are asleep or when bedtime comes or early in the morning when no one's awake. Instead of like saying, oh, I can't get this done or getting frustrated, I'm learning how to just reorganize. Now, do I need to get up earlier? Do I need to go to bed later? You know, which route am I going to go? Now, the really exciting part about this, here's the rub, here's the piece. The really exciting part, A, is knowing that this is going to take some time. B, I'm going to have to go back and tweak things. You know, just because I'm planning my day doesn't mean the fact that I'm planning my day is going to make the day go smooth or that it's the best plan. You know, I'm finding that my plans aren't planned as well as they could be planned. You know, finding the right time of day to do things where there's less distractions, whether it's emails going off, phone going off, as compared to 6 a.m. where everyone's asleep and I can grind out what I need for 2 hours and get almost everything done for the day, as opposed to splitting it up over the day and having a lot of split energy. So what I'm learning so far is you just gotta dip your foot in the water and learn as you go and tweak it as you go. But guess what? If you're not participating, it's hard to know what to do. And that's literally where a lot of the next steps come from. It comes from being in the rub, being in the troughs, being in the front line, on the front line. Okay, you got to be involved. You can't sit back and just plan. You got to start executing. And that's one thing. I'm 35 now, executing. I've executed some great things in my life, but personally, for what I know I can do, for what I know I want out of my own life and to give to others, my execution now is everything. So, love you guys. Stay tuned. We'll talk to you soon. Keep an eye out. I have another podcast reflection coming up. It's Kyle Cease. He's amazing. He's a comedian, but he's also just an excellent influencer, just trying to get people in the right mindset and to really just live a lot more stress-free lives from the financial or the money hang-up that we all have, or that a lot of us have. And I know I've had in the past, and my life is getting so much better now that I'm breaking free from that. So I'm super excited, ready to do this, ready for you guys to know who I am, know my story, and I can't wait to hear yours. So take care. Should be an awesome weekend, and we'll see you soon. Peace out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.